Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Herbs.
Hello, this is Mike King with Merry Man Herbs. It's a Better Life show, and today we have with us again Chris Pajak. He's a CNHP, which is a Certified Nutritional Health Professional. Is that correct, Chris?
Close. Certified Natural Health Professional.
Natural.
And nutritional counselor and wellness coach.
Right. And you, I would call you a research scientist, too, because you do a ton of research. You've been in the industry for over 100 years. I'm kidding there, but a long time.
99,
yeah. And you're in one of the best shapes, healthy, health-wise. I don't think you ever get sick. If you do, it's probably... You don't really? Yeah, I know. For years. And I think you told me you got sick one time, and it was like you had to put it on Facebook and take pictures and everything because it was like one of these real rare occurrences. It's like, this never happens. So, I mean, you're a living example of health, and I love that. I hate going to a health professional and then being obese and sick and all of this and them trying to tell you how to be healthy. You know, like a lot of these doctors that you and I work and scientists and people in the industry that we work with, they are healthy. They are healthy people. And I'm like, wow, what do you know? What are you doing? Because, you know, I want to be that way. And of course I am. I mean, you know, I survived death, near death experience. And I had one of my customers that hadn't seen me for about a year or so. I had one of them come up to me and they're like, wow, you look younger. What did you do last time I saw you? And I'm like, well, I listened to that Mike King guy. And he knows how to stay healthy. She started cracking up because she says, I'm not kidding you. You look like 10 years younger. And I said, well, you know, I did get really sick there. I had that bad, you know, toxic shock infection and all of that. And I survived all of that. And I'm just doing great now. And I'm taking a lot of, you know, I always sample out new adaptogenic tonic herbs and all of that. And I think that's what we're going to be talking about today, St. John's wort. And I think most people think of it as one of these, oh, it's, you know, for your mood. It uplifts your mood. It is so much more than that. It is revered. That's why it was named after St. John, because it's, you know, brings this happiness and this bliss and all of that. It has a lot of other properties. And we're going to talk about the quality, too, because I think your company, Talia, is just absolutely superior.
Yes.
This will be an oil that we're talking about today, and I have a lot of customers tell me that, you know, sell all these oils. Well, here's an oil. Here's an oil direct from the manufacturer, high quality, and we'll get into all of that. But this, we're talking an oil today, a medicinal oil. It's not one of these aromatherapy oils that you use everywhere and this and that. It can be used that way. And St. John's wort, from my understanding, has a little bit of a woody. And I don't really know, because I've always taken it in pill form. It's a real mild flavor, isn't it?
Yeah. Correct. Mild flavor and also mild scent.
Right.
Nothing's very strong.
Well, we grow the botanical out at our herb farm, and the flowers really don't, it's a very light, sweet, but you get this kind of a little bliss when you smell it. I guess that's the Bach flower remedy, you know, type of response there. But, you know, when you smell flowers, you get an emotional, physical response, and you do with this.
Good.
It's a lower growing herbaceous botanical there's several species that
yellow,
I know
yellow
of.
Yellow flowers.
And it's a perennial,
generally.
It's pretty hardy. A great ground cover. We have it in our fairy garden. I have it around my house in certain areas. So it's a nice little cool plant. It's got kind of almost like, I guess I could say like a strawberry root or whatever, because it has tendrils and things that kind of grow around. So it's kind of rooty. I guess it's more, I'm trying to think, maybe like a... Not like a golden seal or a ginseng, but more of more like a comfrey. You know, comfrey, you start digging that, and the roots go really deep. Yeah, the comfrey is a little bit bigger. But St. John's wort, tell us a little bit about the history on that. Because,
well, just to hit upon what you're stating, Mike, it does bloom around, or actually in June, correct?
Yes, it does, yes.
So that's why it was named St. John's wort, because John the Baptist, is named after John the Baptist.
Right.
And his birthday is in June. Or wasn't you?
Okay. All right. So, that's part of that. And I think because of all the healing properties and everything, too. And, you know, St. John's wort was a powerful prophet and all of that. So it's got a lot of biblical, medicinal. And let's get into that. The history of it, I think people can maybe look it up or Google. And a lot of people are more interested a lot of times, unless it's something very noteworthy. A lot of times people are very interested in the healing properties. And I think we should just maybe jump into that. Everybody knows it's good for uplifting your mood. And I'll tell a quick story. You said I could do that again. You said you like my stories, Chris. So I'm going to do a little story.
Sure.
I'm doing a little story today. I'm doing a little story with one of my little voices. No, that's okay. Somebody says, oh, that's
Mine
like
Bobby. Scaring me.
That's like Bobby. Yeah, it's little Bobby. So anyway, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm scaring you. Ooh,
another
kids.
Radio show. We can,
yeah,
we
that's
can
another. That's on another show.
Bobby the whole show.
Yeah, well, that's my live show that I do on the other station. So. I do a live show. Go to our website, www.merryman.com, and you can see all the shows, and they're all podcasted, available internationally 24/7. So go to Merry Man, and you can listen to any show at any time. And if you don't like it, guess you could let us know, but I don't know if I want to know or not. Anyway, so I was going through a divorce, and I was driving down the road, and I started like feeling like I had to cry. And normally I'm not that way. And I got this really, you know, you get that chest pain, that hurt, broken heart, whatever you want to call it. And I'm like, why am I feeling like this? And I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, I'm having to deal with the divorce and the kids and, you know, people being unhappy and suffering and pain. And so my body's like going into, obviously I had depression, you know, and I was hurting. And I thought, oh, man, you know, what am I going to do? And of course, that little voice is like, you need to listen to that Mike King guy. He can help you out. So anyway, I thought, you know, I want to do something quick. I got to take this pain away. And I thought, you know what, St. John's Wort, they're always talking about that. This would be a perfect time to try it out and see if what they say is true. So I went back and I got the tincture and I put some under my tongue. And within, I'd say like 2-3 minutes, I started feeling better and that pain started going away. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. That's when I realized, and I bought the bottle and I used it. It helped me through some of the roughest times. So I wouldn't just break down and cry in front of somebody. Oh my gosh, for a guy to do like that. Of course, in today's world, people a little bit more understanding. But the world I grew up in, man, if you cried, it's like, what's wrong with you, dude? Yeah. You know, what's wrong with you? So it really helped me a lot. And overall, because it was adaptogenic tonic, and it's a very good cleanse, which I will be shutting up now and letting you talk about all this. But I just wanted to relay that story as I have tried it. It worked on me. It worked rapidly. I used the tincture. I'm sure the oil may not be quite as rapid, but maybe even stronger. It's cool stuff, and it's for real. So, what all else does it do? You were telling me a lot of stuff. Tell me what what it does.
Well, just to, you mentioned not to really go into the history, but I have to state, I want your listeners to know the brief medicinal history.
Oh, wonderful.
And just to get into it, we're going back 2,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there's references to the use of St. John's Wort 2,000 years ago.
Two millennia.
Correct. Dating back to the early Greeks. And in fact, it's the word St. John's Wort means apparition, referring to the belief that, this is pretty cool, that the herb was so offensive to evil spirits that it was used to ward them off.
Correct.
Ward them off.
I have read, I know about that. You're absolutely correct. So it had almost magical properties to
correct.
It. I've read about that. Yeah.
They believed it was a magical potion.
Mm-hmm. A cleansing, one of the cleansing.
Yes.
Yeah, get away the demons and the evil spirits and all of that. I know people use sage still to this day. That's a Native American to sage, you know, a haunted house or whatever. Just on that side note, because of my near-death experience, I do deal with a lot of weird things. I will just precaution people because I sell this kind of stuff to thousands of people. I know all about it or a lot more than I want to know sometimes. Be careful with saging because sometimes it creates more disturbance if you don't know what you're doing.
Yes, it can.
You've heard that too. Okay, well, I've actually had customers and I've experienced it and so forth, but just in general for a cleanse, to cleanse your house for maybe an aromatherapy type, scientific, you know, not what people would call silly or crazy, but there is something to all of that. But saging is something you can do. In St. John's Wort, now, my question is, could you use this oil and put it into like one of your little diffusers or something for cleansing? I would think you would be able to do that.
Sure, you could.
Okay.
The aroma, again, isn't that strong.
Very mild. Yeah, so you might want to mix it with a lavender or something else that you enjoy.
Hey, talk about a 2-in-1 for relaxation.
Yes.
If there's sleeping issues, we know St. John's Wort is known to help with sleeping disorders.
Mm-hmm.
So mood, of course, that's the number one issue known to help with.
Right. And it's also a cleanse. It's extremely...
Liver tonic.
Yes. And okay, now I got to bring this up because they'll say, well, if you're on birth control, you're not supposed to take St. John's Wort. Do you know why? Because it is so cleansing on the liver.
It is.
Really, if you're on any type of
prescription out.
Yes, you want to be really careful, exactly, because it will diminish the potency and the power of the prescription.
It's known to stimulate bile flow also.
Yes, exactly. It's a very good liver cleanse. It's very cleansing on the body. So you could, not only does it cleanse the air, but it also can cleanse the body too.
and a diuretic. It's known to be a mild diuretic also.
Okay, and again, a diuretic is something that helps you if you're retaining water. I think sometimes,
correct.
I'm going to start, I've been trying, I've always tried, but sometimes, you know, we use, the other day I was talking to my friend Doug on another radio station, and I said homeostasis, and he's like, Mike, you lost me at homeostasis.
Balanced.
Yeah, and that's just bringing your body back to a healthy balance. Homeo meaning the same, and static, stasis, you know, bringing it back to where it really needs to belong.
Where
so
it needs to be. Yes.
A diuretic is something that will help your body to get rid of, and it's not, some of the diuretics that we take are actually kidney poisons, and they cause abnormal, you know, dumping of the water.
Prescriptions, yes.
Well, yeah, a lot of them, and then you have the side effects and everything because you're pushing. And again, I would never educate, or I would educate people on the fact that if you do that for a long period of time, you're going to have some other side effects and issues.
You got it. Yes, right.
With St. John's wort, though, that's a good thing that we bring this up right now. It is a diuretic, but it's something, usually with St. John's wort, I've always used it off and on. Is this something that, do you know of anybody that like uses it every day? I don't
either.
Okay.
I'm one for, when it comes to nature's medicine, and obviously that's what
right.
this is, you want to not stay on it for the very long haul.
Mm-hmm.
I like the a month on approach
okay.
and 2 weeks off.
Okay.
And then, you know, months on, 2 weeks off,
right.
et cetera.
See, I haven't taken it for a long time. St. John's wort is something that I go to basically if I would have like severe depression or if I wouldn't, I don't, but if I was like going that way. But I have not used St. John's wort really for quite some time, but it would be something that I would go to. I think it is in one of my, because I take a lot of supplements. I'm pretty sure it's in one of my liver cleanse. Yeah. It's in one of my adaptogen. And see, I take so much stuff. And I'm always trying something new. Right now, I'm on the andrographis. I'm doing that,
and
I haven't really noticed.
Anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, a lot of things.
It's good stuff.
It's a bitter, right? And St. John's wort is not a bitter. It's adaptogenic tonic. Usually, they are using. What are you using? Just the flower, the leaf, the stem, or root?
It's the petals.
It is the flower. It's the petals.
Correct.
Okay. So, and that would make a lot of sense because that's where the fragrance and all of that. So you're getting the oil from the flower, basically. Wow. And I guess since we've talked a little bit about the history, let's list all the things that you think would be good to highlight for usage of St. John's wort.
We talked about depression.
Okay.
Number one issue that we know it's known to help.
Right.
But for mild and moderate.
All right.
I got to be careful. I won't go as far as, say, for severe depression.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. And
from what
the
research shows. And there's plenty of research.
And if you're starting,
and
again, a good point here is if you start in on the St. John's wort and you are having maybe even moderate depression, it might pull you out of it so it doesn't become severe. So
get it prior to it.
Yeah, it's a
being such,
preventative or prophylactic preventative type of tonic herb. Okay, what else?
Nervous system.
Okay, now how does it? It's calming then, right? Mainly,
correct, yes, but also it's literally known to nourish the nervous system, and it relaxes. Deals with muscle spasms, helps muscle spasms.
Wow.
Sciatica. Now we're not saying it's going to rebuild the area, so
right.
the nerves aren't
right.
pinching on the spine.
Right.
But it's known to help the nervous system, nourish it. And it has some anti-inflammatory effects.
Okay, let's stop real quick. You said nourishment. I know it's got a lot of vitamins and minerals, so it is. I know oregano is like the most powerful as far as vitamins, minerals, nutrients, but St. John's wort contains a lot too. Is there any leading? Is it like vitamin A, I would think, maybe would be in there?
And I'm trying to think exactly. I know vitamin A.
Yeah, that would be a big one because of the petals and and it's chock full of the bioflavonoids, the pigments and all of that.
Yes,
that's big,
yes.
So, and those are so, that's where the antioxidant and all of that comes from with it. So that is absolutely great. Yeah. So I know it's not a real big leader, I think. I'm sure it's probably got vitamin C in it. Most botanicals do.
Yeah, trace amounts. So.
Yeah.
Not like you would take it for vitamin C therapy or
right. But there are some compounds in there, and we probably still don't know because a lot of times these adaptogenic tonics are not really heavily clinically studied for, what's this compound, unless a big pharma can find a use and make a synthetic out of it.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, that's the way it is. It's the system. But anyway, there are some compounds in there that are very nourishing and adaptogenic and healing for the nervous system. You mentioned, too, also for anti-inflammatory. So would it be
on the nervous system? We can't say joints.
Okay. What about for lung and breathing and anything in that area?
Well, it's known. Correct. It's known to help respiratory issues.
I'd heard that. Yeah. Yeah.
Helps with breathing.
Okay.
Easier breathing.
Liver.
And also, what I love too, wound repair, which I don't know if a lot of us are aware.
Yeah.
The reason is it stimulates capillary regeneration.
Oh my goodness.
So that's pretty cool.
Okay, so nerve and cap. Oh, that's making a lot of sense. Now, is it antiseptic? Could we put this oil on like a little scrape? Not probably a deep wound where you need stitches.
Antibacterial.
But, okay.
It has antibacterial properties.
It does. Okay.
And antiviral also.
Oh my
goodness. Flu, and again, I don't think that's really talked about that much. If you dig deeper, you do find information on it. So, but we also know it's an expectorant.
Okay, and that means it's going to help bring up
the
mucus and the phlegm. Okay.
Correct.
Help you cough.
Even the immune system.
Okay.
And help with the immune system and assimilation of nutrients.
So it's a digestive. It's a digestive aid too.
Yes.
Probably the best time to take this would be with a meal then.
Yes. Yeah, you could.
So you could put a couple drops of this onto your salad or something, maybe.
There you go.
You wouldn't want to heat it. Most of these things, botanicals, you heat them up, and then they get what we call denatured or neutralized.
You don't want to affect the medicinal
value because
you wouldn't any heat.
Right, yeah, because it'll break them down, neutralize them, what we call denaturing chemically. If something's denatured, then it's, you know, broken down into
its... Exactly, like I said, then it's not the way nature intended.
The
body doesn't respond to that too well.
Right, exactly. Okay, so that's... a lot of the things that it can do. Is it real expensive?
No, actually it's not.
Okay.
And regarding Talia, we're going to get into Talia a little bit, but that's the company I broker for.
Right.
And small company, but they have a tincture. Mm-hmm. They have a liquid, which you know as well as I, Mike, is more bioavailable than a capsule, meaning the body utilizes it better.
Right.
And you should notice the positive results quicker.
Is there any diluent? Sometimes this stuff's put in with olive oil, or is it straight?
Yes.
Is it neat, what we would call neat?
Not in the bottle.
Okay.
But here's the cool thing. Glad you brought that up. They do a process. We'll call it semi-proprietary.
Mm-hmm.
But they do a process called maceration. And what that is, this is Talia. And what that is, well, first and foremost, they have their own farm, like you.
Right.
So they grow it themselves, meaning they police it, watch it, they test it themselves, first and foremost for pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, heavy metals, contaminants, always undetectable, always comes back negative,
right,
for those such. And then what they do is they take the petals, and they have of this big dark room. And in that dark room is this huge tub, if you will, of olive oil, extra virgin olive oil.
Oh, this is the special fermentation extraction.
Right, maceration, they call it, yes.
Yeah, and I want to interject here real quickly. Sircon, who's, and it's Yildirim, I think. Yildirim?
Yes.
He Yildirim. Also works with a lot of the leading universities and so forth in Europe and some of the leading companies. So we've got more than just the government. We've got universities and scientists and all kinds of things involved with the quality. So, and I think this is done like is it done in like a cave or like a?
Yes. I call it a dark room, but it's like a dark cave.
Yeah, like where they do wine.
Yeah,
kinda. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
In fact, they do this to wine also.
Right.
They define it as maceration. So they take the petals and they put in this big tub full of extra virgin olive oil.
Okay.
And they let it soak, if you will, for 6 months. So when the six-month period is completed, they go there and the petals are no longer, you're not able to see them, visible, because they soaked into
dissolved.
Correct, dissolved, soaked into the olive oil.
Why 6 months? Why not 2 months? Why not a year?
Well, for full effectiveness. For full effectiveness and potency.
Okay, so...
what they determined is it. The amount of time to do.
From my understanding, because I asked him about this, and I've asked this before, even like with Chris Gillum, when they harvest the Spanish saffron stamens, where they get the saffron, it's done early in the morning, and science came in and said, that's interesting, because it, you know, the certain time of the lunar with the moon and early in the morning, when you guys traditionally harvest this, this is when the essential oils and the nutrients are at their peak. So
correct.
I think Sircon, hold me to this, but I'm thinking this 6 month, this methodology, this traditional way of doing it, they scientifically looked at it and they're like, wow, this is when everything peaks. This is the best way to get everything out of it. Most potent.
Medicinally, correct.
Medicinally.
Nutrient-wise.
Right. Right. And it's so, I love it. You know, when you see this traditional use and everybody's like, oh, well, that, you know, it's witchcraft or it's, you know, hocus pocus and they don't know what they're doing. And then the science comes in and says, hey, guess what, guys? When they do this the way they do this, it's the best way to do it. And that's why they've been doing it for millennium, for millennia, thousands of years.
Yes.
And that's why, you know, obviously people, I think, were more in tune with their bodies. The majority of people were more in tune with their environment, more in tune with their bodies. They were very well connected, not just with their bodies, their environment, but with the greater than self. They had probably more of a sixth sense or more of an awareness.
And they worshipped and believed in nature.
Yes.
And much more than we do now.
Right. And so they were much more aware, and we really need to listen and look at the traditional use, the populations that don't have disease and so forth. What are they doing? There's a lot of discoveries that have come out of that.
State to people. Look at the countries that are that don't have the issues we have.
Right.
None. And they're living well into virtually their late 90s.
Yeah, and what are they doing? What are the centenarians? What are they doing? You know, and that's and a lot of the scientists and doctors that I work with that discover all this stuff, that's where they go. And sometimes it's not one thing, it's a combination.
Correct.
And, of course, stress is always a big one.
It is. There's a book called The Blue Zone.
Ah.
And it's pretty cool. I we're getting kind of away from St. John's world, but I just like to throw out. I'm a firm believer in there's only four causes to every health issue.
Mm-hmm.
Nutrient deficiencies, toxins, emotional trauma and stress, and electromagnetic fields. That's it.
You know what? Okay, I have four modalities of healing. Nutritionally support the body, detoxify the body, balance the body, and the fourth, which is we call the three pillars of health, is mental, emotional, and spiritual.
Correct.
So that's, and I feel like that covers everything, and what you said did too. So we're on the same, we're on the same page.
Going to St. John's Wort Oil, that helps what you just said.
All
emotional, mental, so, and spiritual. When you think
you
about
know, it.
It
does. Yes, it has that other, a lot of the adaptogenic tonic herbs actually, because they come from the earth, they come from the greater than self. They have those properties, which I think, again, we were just saying, we don't pay attention to that, and we need to get back to that. So obviously, this St. John's Wort is made super, I don't know how to say this, it's the highest quality, super potentized. You don't put, it's in olive oil. What's the mix there? Is it like 50-50, or do you even get into that?
No, they don't get into that.
Okay.
But once, just so everyone is aware, that there is no olive oil in the product, it's St. John's Wort Oil straight, but that's, they do a process where they, once they scoop it out, and then they, how do I want to state it, they remove the olive oil.
Okay, and I was going to say, you probably don't want to tell people exactly how, but obviously you're not using any dangerous, deadly chemicals or anything like that, and we're not going to say anything more about it, but it's a pure process.
Yes,
because
straight olive oil.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, straight.
Straight St. John's Wort oil. Uh-huh.
And
it's a cool,
also,
we can't say it's done, it's a cool process, so.
It is.
And I've been told, but if I told everybody, then they might come get me. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to reveal trade secrets.
And we won't be able to do these shows anymore.
Yeah, you know, I know how they denature the stevia stevia to take the bitterness. I know the exact ratios and compounds and the enzymes and everything that they use and the brand and the whole bit. But I was told it's held a secrecy. Somebody should hire me. I could give away a lot of trade secrets and make some big company with all the stuff I know. No, I won't. I won't ever do that. No, because I love the companies I work with, and I like to know everything, and everybody's comfortable with telling me that. And then that way I know I'm selling a really good product to my customers. Where can you go into a health food store and know that the owner knows, like, is friends with the owner and maybe has even seen the stuff made?
Yes.
And has done research and interviewed and the whole bit. So I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I do want to let people know that everything is vetted. You know, we look at everything very, very closely. Very rarely does something slip by us, and it doesn't for very long because I got some phenomenal, really smart, great customers, and they'll let us know. So this is a high-quality product.
Yes.
It's St. John's Wort oil.
Correct.
Can be used externally. It's antiseptic, antibacterial, very healing, helps with the nerves, helps with circulation, can be taken internally. Big question. Can you put it in your eyes, or would you not recommend that?
No, I wouldn't recommend
that. You could rub it around.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, correct. The orbit, which is the socket area.
Right.
And the lids, but I wouldn't put it directly in the eyes.
Okay. Would it sting or burn?
It possibly, yeah.
I never
have. More than likely would.
I might try that sometime just to see, because I've actually got habanero pepper oil in my eye, and you never want to go there. That's like getting pepper sprayed. If you've ever been pepper sprayed, you don't want to go there.
It's not, I've heard from some that it's not too pleasant.
Well, it could be dangerous, actually. You've got to be careful with that, because you can actually have some, you know, you don't want to go into anaphylactic shock or get your eye so swollen up that something bursts or whatever. You want to be careful.
Right.
So don't put this stuff in your eyes, but you can use it. Is it good for what? I thought I saw it in a remedy for hemorrhoids.
Yes, it's funny you mention it.
It's known,
if you put them directly on, of course.
Right. So you could use it upstairs, as we say, upstairs and downstairs.
Downstairs.
Yeah. Okay. What about in the urogenital region? If you've got like an itch, or what about like candida, anything like that? Do you know any? I don't know of any research in that area.
No, I haven't seen any research as far as an antifungal.
Okay. All right. Yeah, but I do know it's really good for hemorrhoids. I remember, in fact, like Hypericum, there's a lot of different things. The one that's really good is the comfrey. The comfrey cream is really good for that.
Is.
Oh, yeah. Very cooling. I sell a lot of it, and I have people come back and go, yep, that was good. And I'm like, well, I'm glad. No, please don't give me details. Anyway, so.
I do want to emphasize, though, that the St. John's wort oil, Talia's, is from Turkey.
Right.
And
that's where it's grown.
Correct.
It's from the source.
Yes, so
high quality.
The standards, Turkey does not have any organic certification.
Not yet.
But it meets the standards, as I mentioned, it does meet organic standards. No pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, heavy metals, and the soil where it's grown is clean and free of such. So,
it's awesome. And they're working on the certification more just as a sell point or whatever, because it's not going to really change the quality. It's just to give people additional assurance.
Right.
Hey, guess what, Chris?
Certified organic stamp on the product.
Right. Yeah, just so people.
A lot of people.
Well, and it says a lot. It does. And I talked to Sercan about that, and they are working on that. I think they'll be rolling out, because they got to do it for each and every botanical. And there's a whole list. We will be doing more of these shows. And again, this is a phenomenal product. Hopefully you were able to listen and understand and glean maybe a use for you. It's an oil. You can use it internally, externally, probably everywhere except for directly in the eye. And I can't say enough good things about St. John's wort, and it is really good. We know it's good for uplifting your mood. Again, anytime you use something like this, you might want to consult a qualified healthcare practitioner, particularly if you're on heavy-duty medications, but then you might want to talk to them while you're on all those meds. That would be something else to discuss, too. So, hey, Chris, it's been great. I think next up
we'll probably be
talking about the propolis, and there's a lot of other things. You've got the ADM liver, lavender blend, and then a whole bunch of oils. We're going to talk about all of those. Super high quality, very low cost, available at Merryman. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike, and thanks to your listeners, as always.
All right.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earth.